value of support. Over the last 7 years, we've hired a lot of people to support Andy and our family. The truth is, if someone is here to support Andy, they're supporting our family. There's no way around that. We're a package deal. The first few folks we hired were amazing people. Most are still involved in our life. When we have Andy's person-centered planning meetings, we invite them to come and share their perspectives. In fact, I'm going to have a party at a gal's house this afternoon who worked with Andy for over 2 years. She and her family are a part of our chosen family. We've also hired our share of not-so-great people to provide support for Andy and our family. I've often wondered what it is that makes the difference. Today, someone pointed out an essay on NPR's This I Believe series titled, Our Vulnerability is Our Strength. In his essay, Colin Bates touches on one of the key elements, I think. He has learned just how vulnerable one must be to need and allow help. This week is National Direct Support Providers Week, September 7th through 13th. If you are someone who hires a direct support person for yourself or someone in your family, take some time to let them know how much you appreciate them. The good ones? They're few and far between. Those who are just learning and may seem mediocre are people who we need to nurture and cultivate so they become one of the great ones. I know that having direct support providers in our life typically improves the quality of Andy's life and ours. We probably don't thank people enough, but this week we will. To find Colin's essay, go to npr.org and type into the search engine, This I Believe, Our Vulnerability is Our Strength.